Thank you, Aaron Armstrong. Although the former chief executive of the Post Office, Paula Vanels, has handed back her CBE, there have been no serious sanctions for those who brought about the broadest miscarriage of justice in modern British history. Hundreds of sub-postmasters were wrongly accused of theft and false accounting, imprisoned or driven out of business and into bankruptcy, thanks to faults in a computer system that the Post Office refused to acknowledge. It's a controversy that has tarred many of this country's institutions. Which of them are the most tarnished? Why has a television drama been more effective than Parliament or journalism in driving a soporific government to act? To discuss that, I'm joined by Stephen Barrett, a barrister and writer, and Paul Connew, the former editor of the Sunday Mirror. Thank you very much for joining us. Paul, let me start with you. Why has it taken a TV drama to drive the government into effective action?
A huge question. A brilliantly acted, brilliantly written TV drama, but in reality, it told us nothing that hadn't been put into the public domain before. The media could have done better, I accept, but the media are probably the least blameworthy here, because I've been doing some research and there are well over 200 local newspaper articles over the years about this individual basis. Why did it take the judiciary, politicians, with some honourable exceptions, not to get their teeth into this? Where were the Lord Chancellor's office? How could you not realise, hang on a minute, there are hundreds and hundreds of postmasters and postmistresses with impeccable past records, who suddenly there's a pandemic of dishonesty. They've all turned rogue and villain, and no one figured this. And in defence of the media, I think we could have done better to an extent. But Computer Weekly back in 2009, you also had Private Eye starting in 2011, even regularly doing it, and even in 2020 running a whole magazine, on justice in the Post or injustice in the Post, and then you've had two big panoramas. You've actually, with that very good BBC journalist Nick Wallace, who's written a tremendous book in 2021. So it was in the public domain, and the producers and writers of the programme admit that they relied to a lot in their research on media articles and broadcasts. So this is a massive failure. And I just wonder, being a cynic, I just wonder if it wasn't an election year, whether Parliament would be reacting the way that it had and the government would be reacting the way it is now.
Well, I think you've made a number of interesting points there. Stephen, what I want to focus on is the here and now, because this thing has been exposed over many, many years. But it now turns out that in the government's view, it can take effective action. It can introduce primary legislation. Well, that's never been on the agenda before. Why has it taken the TV drama to achieve that? And why has the TV drama been effective where members of parliament and journalists somehow were not as effective before?
Well, I think that there's two points to that. And on the TV drama being effective, what I would say is that the media play a vital constitutional role in our country. They always have. The free press, the Victorians acknowledged that they are vital. That's why we have press galleries in Parliament, because the press have a vital constitutional role. Mm. They shine a light on it. They do bring attention to things, which is what they've done here. Now, on the secondary point of why has Parliament suddenly discovered it has powers, we are living through a period in which our constitution is being restored. So as a country, when we were members of the EU, our constitution is largely suppressed and the EU runs things and we function as a different type of state. By leaving the EU, we return to a pre-EU state and we go back to our old-style constitution. And under our old-style constitution, you're quite right, direct acts of Parliament. Parliament can actually do things. Government can do stuff. I mean, I had to go in and talk to a committee of MPs to explain the constitution to them and explain that they had power. They seem to have forgotten that they have power, but they genuinely do. You know, Parliament is the seat of all power in our country, and they're slowly coming back to the realisation that they can do things, and this government is now passing legislation to deal with this national scandal. It is more, I think, than just a perversion of justice. It is a grotesque scandal, this one. Yeah. It does seem to me that quite a few people are culpable in at least turning a blind eye to it.
26 years. But back in 1999, under pressure from the post office, in fact, the law was changed so that computers were seen as virtually infallible unless you produced concrete proof. They were wrong. They were in error. That, to me, is a perversion of our judicial system. It basically said, prove your innocence, not innocent until proven guilty.
It swings the thing. And, Paul, I want to raise this with Stephen. You made the point earlier that, in a way, perhaps we're all guilty, and I would certainly include myself here. You read all the reports and you feel indignant about the postmasters, but watching this drama is a harrowing experience. I mean, people are sitting in their living rooms fighting back tears as they're watching this drama. So maybe that's the thing. It is simply that it has got to us. It's got absolutely into us because it is shown in dramatic form.
Yes, and it's shattering this illusion that we are all sort of just units, just that we're just pieces on a game board to be used and manipulated and moved around. We're returning again to the idea that actually, these are human beings, they're real individuals, they had real lives which have really been ruined, and we're once again sort of experiencing that. And it's a very important thing to remember. As the state has grown larger, as we've increasingly, just a bugbear of mine, these call centres that you have to call and everybody wants you to have an account and it's all automated and you're not a real person, you can't get through. This is really shattering that dynamic. This is really going back to, which, of course, courts ought to do that. And one of the great scandals, I'm not saying that the courts are innocent here either. I think, real questions have to be asked about why these individuals couldn't effectively challenge it. As Paul raises, this evidential position where the post office is effectively treated as true. And that's not fair. It's a David and Goliath situation, and Goliath seems to be getting away with an awful lot.
I'm just raking in my mind. When I was young, there used to be a thing called the Wednesday Play on the BBC, which was extremely powerful, and there was one called Cathy Come Home, which I think was about homelessness, and I think that was a kind of epoch-making drama. But I'm thinking now that people who make TV drama would be thinking to themselves, where do we go next? I mean, the obvious place to go next to me would be Grenfell Tower.
Quite.
There is another scandal where the government is kind of saying, oh, well, there's not very much we can do. All these poor people who've got cladding and can't sell their houses and their lives.
Well, I said on air on a different channel a couple of days ago that perhaps the infected blood scandal victims might need a TV drama. But I think the TV drama's effect was even greater because it comes at a time when perhaps public confidence in politics, politicians, institutions generally is at an all-time low. So I think that almost turbocharged the public reaction, and politicians were reacting to over a million, I think it's now 1.4 million people demanding, supporting Paula Venables being stripped of her CB, not being allowed to actually just hand it over, but being in some formal way humiliated by being stripped of it.
Let's go back to the courts. I feel deeply shocked by this. The idea that, as we see it in the drama, ping, some figures start appearing on a computer screen that tell you that you suddenly owe the post office £36,000. And you go off to court with, according to the drama, very little chance of getting justice and a real chance that you'll be saddled, in the case of one of them, with a £300,000-something set of costs. How are we to maintain public faith in British justice?
Well, over the last 20 years, so I'm 21 years call as a barrister, that's what we call it, and over my lifetime, we have seen people getting further and further away from justice. Ordinary people do not realistically have access to courts, and when they do, they face this monstrous situation. We talk about other scandals. Michael, I was prosecuted by Camden Council without my knowledge for non-payment of council tax for a flat I had rented years before, and they prosecuted me on a false basis. I didn't own it, but that all went through a totally automated process. We're living through increasingly automated processes which are unjust, and I think this drama, thank goodness, has brought a lot of attention to that. I think we're going to see more of these scandals. I think they're going to come out the woodwork.
This weekend, I learned something on this one that I hadn't realised before. Back in 1999, there was a group meeting of sub-postmasters and mistresses in Newcastle who were taking part in the trials for the Horizon system, and they had this meeting to protest and complain about the fact the computer system wasn't working and was actually throwing up anomalies. What happened? This goes back, in fact, to 1999 when the alarm bells were first being raised.
Or possibly more, because there's also a story today about Tony Blair being urged not to cancel the Fujitsu contract. I think that goes back to when he first came to power in 1997.
Indeed, allegedly. The company were putting pressure on, on the government not to be, for the sake of British-Japanese relations. I mean, extraordinary.
Well, there are. We've all been very indignant together, and I think absolutely justifiably. By the way, I might just say that James Arbuthnot MP, as he was then, comes out of the drama pretty well. The role of the MP is still important, but the MPs were not able to bring about what the TV drama has brought about, the realisation, apparently, that the government can legislate its way to justice. Thank you very much to Stephen Barrett and Paul Connew. After the break, I'll be joined by...